All right, I'm ready for our show.
Exactly.
From Burbank, it's The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, Johnny's guest tonight, Topo Gijo, and Steve Martin. And now, here's Johnny. Man, I missed that show. It was so good.
He was an excellent host.
He was the king of late night.
That is correct, sir.
Yes! You are correct, sir.
Hey-o. No, what is a chimp, a blimp, and a wimp?
Oh, man, Karnak was great.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready to go? Should I click?
Sure.
Are you ready to go, Ian?
I'm ready.
Did you hit live yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did I do a countdown?
I don't know. I didn't yell finger point, so I guess not.
There you go. Hello, everybody, and welcome to your PW3 PSA. We would like to remind you that there are hungry people in every community, which makes it even harder to see that there are billions of pounds of food wasted in America every day. So check out wastenofood.org. This is a site where farms, restaurants, cafeterias, grocery stores, and the like post their excess food and that local aid groups can secure it and deliver it to where it is needed the most. That's wastenofood.org. So now, on with the show.
Hey, you know, speaking of the people in need of food, we have the friendliest homeless people currently living in town.
Haven't we always had the friendliest homeless people?
Yeah, but it's like super crazy. So I walk through the park every morning. I'm away from the parking garage over to the building. And in Central Parklet there is now like a little community going on. There's like three or four of them that sleep under the pavilion. There's one who's got like a little camp inside a bush.
Yeah, I saw that.
And every morning, they say hi to me. Hey, how's it going? Like, super friendly.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that town is, I haven't been all over, but from the people that I've met and from the experiences I've had, it is one of the easiest towns to be homeless / jobless in.
Yeah, people, super friendly. Give you stuff.
Super friendly. And, the university has all sorts of public resources that you're not supposed to use, but you can. So you can get clean. You can get, rested. You can get warm. And everybody in town seems to make a bit too much money. So, it's easy. They have good leavings.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. It just struck me how nice they've been.
Yeah, good on them. I hope they're having a good summer.
Yeah. Well, it's been plenty warm.
Yeah.
A little rainy. But anyway. Welcome, everybody. So, greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 101st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. 101, gentlemen, we have arrived.
Hooray! We've started a new chapter, a new era in Puzzle Warrior
so this is,
history.
Yeah, was this like chapter 2? Is that how we would do it?
I think so.
All right. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always, KS72, Stinky Pete 15. Oh, wait, Stinky Pete 15. It's Ray, it's Ian. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Word up.
How are you?
Better this week than last.
Wow, good.
Pinball revitalized me some.
I hope so.
My feet were super sore and tired, but
yeah,
sure. Yeah, I put some miles on my Sharper Image foot massager when I got home.
I got that sweet, sweet Speed Racer light, and it looks
good.
Awesome.
Good. I'm glad I didn't pressure you into buying it like I promised that I would, but
I got it for less than their webpage price and didn't have to pay shipping or tax. So
wow.
That was sweet.
Well played.
Yeah, I probably should have bought the Tron one, but, got to buy something next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not going to stop going. I had an incredible time.
So, Tron next year at the Pinburg event for Replay FX. That Tron lamp will be mine.
I'm pretty sure they had more machines this year.
They
totally had more machines. It was totally bigger this year than last year.
Yeah, they probably had, 700 machines total?
It was something ridiculous. I have no idea what it was, but
it was excessive.
There was machines as far as the eye could see.
Yeah, and I mean, that didn't include the console gaming and the computer gaming.
Right, there was like a big LAN party set up this year. They didn't have that last year.
Yeah.
There was all the console games.
I got one step braver to checking out the board game area.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I don't know about interacting with other people, but I'll at least look.
And we got to play that sweet 3D Butters pinball on that PlayStation setup.
Ah, that was good.
That was good times. All right, so this is the week of August 2nd through the 9th of the 2017. It's already August, kids. Year's going by.
Yeah.
So fast. So fast. Wednesday, today, Purple Squirrel Girl. Thursday is a Blue Doom. Friday, Blue Mystique. Saturday, Red Hulk. Sunday, Blue Falcon. The Blue Falcon.
Look, it's the Blue Falcon.
Monday, Blue Psylocke. Tuesday, Green Beast. And Wednesday is a Black Bullseye. On the 5-day four-star crash. Of the Titans. I'm going to skip over the ones we skipped over last week because that's too far back. My brain doesn't go back that far.
I'll tell you about them.
Hey,
don't worry. I accidentally won the one with Spider-Woman.
Oh, that was a thing?
Yep, she fought someone, and it was exciting. Then Ghost Rider fought Galactus like he does.
Yeah, and that was easy.
I still only have one level of penance there, so I did not give it a try because I think that's the key.
Yeah,
I'm 100% certain that's the key.
That is the only reason to use Ghost Rider is penance there.
Yeah, unfortunately, so that was a no-go for me. But today, I think, or yesterday, Star-Lord emerged to fight Gamora.
Yep, he punched her square in the teeth.
Gamora!
I miss Gamora. They should make that as a movie. That should be its own feature. They did, you know, redid the King Kong.
They did it well.
They make a terrible Godzilla movie every few years. So, where's my Gamora movie?
I think King of All Monsters is coming. I assume that's why they teased Godzilla in the new Kong feature.
Ooh.
It's coming. Hang in there, buddy.
I'm down with that. Yeah, I didn't see Skull Island yet, but I hear it was real good.
It's solid. When it comes on HBO, watch it.
I will. I want to see that. So, as you remind me, hey, I won those fights. I'm assuming Ray won those fights.
Yeah.
Oh, certainly. If I did, Ray did. And today I won, or last night I won. I won Star-Lord.
Yeah, that one's easy. Coming up next is Moon Knight.
Ooh.
Throwing his croissants, something fierce.
It looks like he's up against X-23.
That sounds correct. Where is my Moon Knight?
So, deny green, that's all it's going to be.
I do not have
him. Yeah, a race for green, I guess.
Yeah, I don't have him champed, but I think I have him pretty well covered. I have him at 534, level 229. I'm sure I can win that one.
Yes, you are correct.
I wish I had thought to pull up Ian's Moon Knight, but I didn't. I didn't do that.
Hold on.
It's sketchy.
Let me scroll up to our, you know, good friend UNC Samurai who did his homework.
Oh, did he post it? I didn't see it.
Yeah, he did it in record time since we hadn't decided on a character of the week until like 10 minutes ago, and now I can't find it.
Okay.
It's okay. Well, it's a very sketchy covering.
Ian has two green.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Ian's
I'm back
got two
off
green.
My win streak.
I just found it.
Fortunately, I'm flush with tokens for opening, so.
Yeah.
And for later, Ian, you've got Carol at a 3-3-2, so plan ahead.
Ooh, I thought I had a 2-3-2. 3-3-2 is even better. I will mention that later.
All right.
Yeah, and I use Carol all the time. She is one of the top 4 stars there is now, so I don't think that'll be a problem.
Yeah, she's pretty crazy. So we got...
What did we skip Mordo? I thought Mordo was in the list.
He might be after Moon Knight?
I thought he was after Moon Knight.
Well, that would be in next week's show.
Yeah. We didn't go any further. We were just talking about Carol for
he won't be till the
featured character of the week.
Till the 11th, right?
Gotcha.
Right.
Sorry, Carol is on the list, but in any case, go ahead.
Right, yeah, Mordo shouldn't be till the 11th, so we'll talk about him next week.
I'm tired.
All right. In your story events, you got your Meat Rocket and Groot going on. When you get to 12,500, that'll get you a total of 3 sleeves.
Sleeves is his new name?
Sleeves is his new name. Thanks to the folks at Demiurge last week that told me that is the key. His name is Sleeves. And 22,500 for the brand new Bobby, not Booby, as my poorly spelled notes here say.
That is not a nickname that's catching on.
No.
No, that's dead already. That's dead in the water.
She's still Bobby. I just apparently can't type. And
oh, man.
I just saw it right now as I read it. I went... For the new booby, I went, nope. 45,000 will get you 25 CP. Coming up after that will be good old Webbed Wonder. That's one of my favorites. 16,000 gets you three Falcons. 32,000 gets you a blue baby Groot. And 57,000 for the 25 CP.
Okay, I know we're not going to go with booby, but when they share a name with someone else, and you know that I haven't been paying attention, let's try to differentiate, because I was just about, I looked at your, again, not only did I not read Booby, but I looked at it and said, oh, 45, I could be getting Bobby covers? I totally need Iceman covers.
Yeah.
I gotta go start playing some Rocket and Groot.
See, to me, he's always just Iceman.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I will keep bear that
always,
in mind.
Almost always call him Bobby, so, yeah.
Me, I'm a Bobby McGee, na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Na, 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 na. I'm a Bobby, Bobby, Bobby McGee, yeah. In the,
Jackie Jorb Jomp?
Yeah, that's right. You took my Jorb. over in the Open Your Mind Quaid season,
right.
In the Shield Simulator, your prizes this time are Black Punisher, 1, 2, 3 Beast covers, and all the way at 2,000 points is the coveted Black Vulture if your name is Ray.
Woohoo!
PvP event right now, Weapon Tex-Mex is going, 800 for Black Deadpool, 900 Yellow Ant-Man, 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 is Mockingbird.
Cool.
6 to 50 is Luke Cage. In the news.
Talking about news.
R132 release notes. You got a clue, Ian. Are you sitting down?
Boom. I'm ready.
All right. The clue this week is enjoyed getting trolled. Past tense.
I already read a clue that sounds dead on, so.
And while it's not remotely has a chance, the only thing that popped into my head was way back in the day, that was really loud thunder.
It really was. I heard that.
Apparently, there is some severe thunderstorms brewing above my head. Here, I thought someone was just trying to break into the store, and I was less concerned. Man. But now, I'm worried for my safety.
I don't remember if it was the late 80s, early 90s. There was the really bad live-action Hulk TV movie that had Thor in it.
Yeah.
And Thor would always call Hulk a troll.
Yes.
And that's what popped into my head. I'm like, oh, we're getting a new Thor? But, you know. I mean, there's the new Thor movie coming.
That show was awful, but I have fond memories of it because it was the only Thor thing there was. There was nothing else.
You know, and Ragnarok's coming out, so I'd be down with a 5-star Thor.
Right. Hello?
Hello?
Did we lose Greg?
I'm here.
He's back.
And he's back.
Oh, I didn't know I went anywhere. Boom, baby, boom.
This is going to be a fun show.
Yeah, so I'd be down with the...
That was good. Sorry. I missed the Mad Bomber Wet Bombs at midnight.
Yeah. But I'd be down for a 5-star Thor, especially if I could get me some Unworthy Thor, because that story was awesome. And you would see Samurai right on clue, use his Google Foo, and gets me the picture of the Incredible Hulk Returns movies, and post me the picture of Thor. Thank you, sir.
Is Ulick going to be in the new Thor movie?
Ulick. That is not a character I'm familiar with.
He's Ulick the Unstoppable Troll. He's Thor's nemesis.
Oh.
One of Thor's many nemesi.
Hmm.
When he's not fighting frost giants, he's fighting rock trolls. I believe he is either the king of the rock trolls or just a, incredibly powerful rock troll.
I don't have any idea.
But it wasn't a giant. It was a rock troll. Rock troll. Why? All right. Again, Samurai immediately posts a picture of Ulick, and for some reason his costume has the Punisher skull in the front of it. I don't understand. Was Ulick the Punisher for a short period of time?
Maybe. It was one of those what ifs. Yeah. What if Frank Castle were a rock troll?
So I don't know. So anyway, that's the clue.
All right. Well, that's my only guess. I don't know any
All
other.
Right. What's changed?
Is
yes.
Are we not going to give? Are you not going to give away who it probably is?
I don't know who it probably is.
There,
right?
I was going to say unless there are other. Is the blue guy from Guardians with the mohawk? Is he a troll?
I wouldn't call him a troll.
No.
I would not. That arrow would go through my head, and that would be the end of the movie.
However, at the end of the movie, if you recall, they had the Infinity Stone, and Yondu said, "Hey, that's mine. I earned that." And he hands him the container, and then later, as he's flying away, he opens the container, and inside is a little
Infinity
troll
Stone?
Doll from the 1980s.
It's like I don't remember.
I thought he. Man, I saw the movie one time. I don't remember.
Wait, what movie was this?
In Guardians, the first one. There's a gif on of it, actually. Weyrith posted the gif of Yondu opening it, so it's quite clear in my memory at the moment.
Why would we be referencing a movie that happened 3 years ago?
No, it's not my clue.
It sounds like, well, I guess I just... I'm sticking with Ulick. Oh my goodness!
Ian might be dead any minute now from a lightning strike, so stay
tuned.
This is
the end of days.
No, it's going to rain real hard, because it poured here something fierce, like about 8 o'clock, so...
Okay.
That has now hit you.
Right on.
Yeah, listen to that pitter-patter on the roof.
Sorry. That's going to be no fun for our producer. Let's move on.
And just for Cactus Jack, this week on Unsolved Mysteries, Ulick is out killing trolls.
No, he is a troll.
All right, whatever.
And I guess he would kill other trolls to rise through the ranks
sometimes.
Yeah. I don't think he's like a troll serial killer, though.
What's changed? Characters that have powers that reduce damage to themselves will now correctly reduce damage against powers that have their damage manipulated by board conditions. Good?
Yeah, definitely.
Improved game board performance specifically at the end of each player's turn. Well, I always like faster gameplay, so I'm down with that.
I'm sorry, UNC Samurai just posted, "It's raining sideways."
What's the weather outside like, Ollie?
This has been your Black U weather forecast.
It's raining.
Oh, man. And by the way, Desert Tortoise, we're not panicking about the thunder. We're more panicking about the lightning and the fact our internet could go away, and this is just all go away.
Yeah, that's right. No good. All right, so yeah, that's it. That's patch 132.
Nice.
Something else to bring up is we didn't get to talk about last week. They did a test where in PvP land, instead of going by total points, you got rewards by total number of wins.
Yeah.
Let me say, as someone who casually plays PvP, I like that a whole lot.
I could see that appeal. I could see making that, like, now instead of, you know, trying to time things in a special way, you just start early and play when you have time. And eventually you could get 40 wins.
I don't know that I could. I mean, the fights still get harder. You still have to fight the same. The only thing that I found as a benefit...
Right, but you don't lose wins when you lose, whereas,
right,
like, losing
and,
points.
And I wasn't going for placement, so I didn't care if there was a 10 to 12 point match that I could easily win. That's an easy win. That's
right. That's why I liked it better.
I know they were complaining about it for the long box heroes who take it a little bit more seriously, because
for sure
they're going for placement. But yeah, for me, it was fine. It was way better.
I don't know. I in my category, it is in the land of dope, and I hope that they keep it.
That's a solid endorsement from Craig.
Maybe they can make two levels of PvP. You know, like when you play when you play Hearthstone, you can play casual or competitive.
Right.
So if we could do that here, we could have casual PvP versus, you know, competitive PvP.
Weyrith makes a point that he thinks 40 wins for a 4-star seems excessive. And while I kind of agree with that, I never got the 4-star out of the PvP.
I have never got the 4-star from PvP.
I have multiple times, but it's work.
40
it's
wins, I think, is still easier for me than to try to shield and maintain points and, you know.
I'm not sure. I haven't, you know, I didn't try, so...
One moment, please. Continue talking as though I were still here.
Okay.
Oh, no, we've lost Ian.
That is not talking like he's still here. That is definitely talking like he's gone.
So, Ian, what do you feel about...
Okay. Sorry.
We totally failed, but glad you're back.
That's okay. I got a telephone message, and I never get them, and I was like, uh-oh, maybe something weather-related has caused dismay, but it was just my wife warning me that if I come home within the next 12 minutes, large, large hail is very likely.
Oh. Luckily, you've got a short walk from one door to the other door.
Right. Again, even in that short distance, getting hit with hail is nothing I want to endure. Or maybe I want to not take my computer home because I don't want to jeopardize it in the weather.
Mm.
Good point.
Yeah. But that's what I got for news.
Wow, cool. That's it?
That's it. And, thanks everybody for last week. Oh, I got this. So, as an amusing because, you know, people hate me, Anthony gave me a sweet, sweet gift for 100th episode. For as much as I love One Star Venom, he gave me 100 Venom covers that I had to click one by one. 100 times to accept them all. But hey, that was a nice amount of ISO, so thanks, man.
Right.
That's one way to give you 10,000 ISO.
I was down with it. I thought it was funny. Made me laugh.
Me as well.
It made me laugh thinking that that's what he might have done, and then you texted that is what he actually done, and I laughed way harder.
Was there, can confirm.
True story. So, Ray, what's in the mailbags? Go wrap Willie upside the head.
No, Willie is nice. I like Willie.
Seriously, he's a public servant.
All right, give him a birthday card.
Also, as it turns out in this scenario, I'm actually Willie's, because I'm doing the mailbag. But in any case, brought to you
Willie,
by
Willie
Lumpkin.
Won't go home, but you can't stop Willie, because Willie won't go.
Nice.
I don't remember all those words of that song.
Sure. So I've got some old comments, because I kept a few of them from 2 weeks ago, and I've got some new comments. So they're probably in order. First, Dex1138 mentioned red in my ledger. We mentioned that it costing black. Why does it cost black when it's called red in my ledger? He says that it makes sense if you look at it from an accounting angle, since she's red in the ledger. Maybe she's trying to balance the books. I'll see myself out. Stink Palm also says, in the dev's defense, red indicates debt, which can be offset by, same thing. He also said, oh my god, Battery Bird is so good, I wish I'd have thought of it myself.
Man, Samurai is just the stuff. He has instantly already gotten me the record cover for Little Willie and posted it on the screen here.
I didn't even know what you were singing.
The Little Willie song.
Yeah.
That,
you gotta listen to more Oldies 93.
I still don't know what you're saying.
You should hang out more times at the Shandy Gaff and drink some not quite cold enough beer or poorly mixed
really
cocktails.
Wasn't.
But it had really, really salty popcorn back in the day, which made you want to buy the really not quite cold enough beer.
I don't remember them playing Oldies, though.
Oh, yeah. That was, you had to go Thursday nights.
Oh, see, I didn't. I was, 18, so I couldn't come with you.
Yeah, we would go Thursday nights, and they would always do the unicorn song. They would do the theme from Hawaii Five-0, and you had to get up on the dance floor and like row your boat. Like you had to do the unicorn song with all of its gestures and pointing and things.
I'm not familiar with. I'm familiar with Hawaii Five-0.
You don't
I'm
know
not
the unicorn
familiar
song?
With the unicorn song, and I don't know how that could be done at that bar because I remember
the dance floor is like the 8 foot square.
Yes, it's a 6x6 square.
You can have two lines of people sitting on the floor, scooching your butt across the floor as you row your canoe. It can be
That's
done.
Enough.
You don't know but you ain't never seen no unicorn. You've seen some green alligators and long neckies.
What is happening?
Some camels and some chimpanzees.
Is it getting warmer now?
Some bats and rats and elephants. Sure as you're born, but the loneliest of all was the unicorn.
Wow.
It's like the Malarkey Brothers, something like that.
That's a deep cut right there.
For the five people still listening to the podcast.
That's a great song, man. I love that song. We used to sing that every week.
You have gone too far.
All I know is that when I was in the, in the college, that was Thursday night, Shandy Gaff, from like 6 p.m. until 2 a.m. every week.
Yeah. They had a nice dartboard.
It's by the Irish Rovers. There you go. Samurai found it.
Oh, of course he did. Hey, back to the mailbag. Did you see me? Says congratulations on episode number 100. Listening to your weekly podcast has brought me hours of entertainment and allowed me to stay interested in MPQ for many months. He says it's great you've found a format to discuss all the changes that have happened over the years. He says he feels privileged to be in the Alliance and gets extra pleasure playing daily. Keep it up. Looking forward to 100 more. This is Kaysen in the Alliance.
With a Q.
And no you. D-Wing Illinois says, those development boards were boss.
Those were boss.
Yeah, I agree. I need to find a place to put those on the website, but I've been overwhelmed with other things like pinball.
Mm.
Yeah.
He also said, as the devs channel Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer, your nicknames are strange and unfamiliar to us.
Yeah.
And he said that Craig failing to sing Cyndi Lauper when the devs mentioned the character's true colors was the greatest disappointment in the episode.
I don't remember them saying the phrase true colors, so yeah, I completely missed it.
Yeah.
end.
Sorry, unfrozen caveman lawyer makes me so happy.
Now, I may not understand here. I mean, after all,
I may just
all,
be a simple caveman.
I'm just a caveman. Your ways frighten and confuse me. But there is one thing I do know.
He also said that the 100th episode extravaganza. I laughed, I cried. It was better than Cats.
I want to see it again and again.
I had to leave all those in. Those were gold.
Yeah.
PW Validius, happy 100th. Can successfully say that I've heard every single one. It's incredible how far you guys have come and how this podcast has transcended into being my favorite. Thanks for letting me be part of the awesome Alliance, too. And again, this is Validius from the Alliance.
Hey, thanks for listening. I appreciate that.
Jordan from Jersey.
We know him.
He says, I got first question honors. Awesome. He says, it would have been better if you got the question right. So I'm going to correct it now. He was trying to determine if there was a change they expected mass complaining on, but they actually got none. Or very little. So I did ask the question wrong, but as I'll explain for a bit, there were so many questions that I was just copying them down and reading them off as best as I could and not even listening to the answers because I was going back just to copy more questions.
Yeah, unfortunately for us, we're not a big enough time production to have like a call screener, so it got overwhelming with the amount of text flying by.
So I appreciate the fact that your question, well, it still got asked and, you know, you still got your reward for it. So Joe, our friend Joe, says that he can attest to Riri. We talked about Riri at a 4.54 is great with her rework. He also says, really like the insight on how the covers were created, the ones that didn't already exist, the comic covers.
Mm-hmm.
And also great look into the design process, color assignment. Really great show. Fave 99 says, keep up the good work from a new listener that doesn't understand any of your references.
Oh. grow older.
Hopefully he does.
Yeah. That's all we can ask.
Here's another one. Skragna Guten Tag. Says he was honored to have his question read on the podcast. So glad that he got to hear the process of how they select colors. For anyone confused by his suggestion for the new game feature, he was the one that mentioned the colors when selecting a team. He says that so when you go to select your team, it actually doesn't show the colors on that screen. So he was thinking just have the little color bars on there because he tries to get a rainbow team if possible. So I think we were a little confused about what he was asking for. But in any case, that was basically it. And he asks at the end, does that make sense or am I taking crazy pills? I don't know if you're taking crazy pills, but I get it now.
How much cannabinoids are in a crazy pill? Like a lot?
Zero?
I don't know.
FAHQ 1977.
Nice one, Ray.
Says, great job on the episode, gentlemen. Big hat tip to Ray for handling all those questions. Hey, thanks. He also posted a lot of Mockingbird information, which a bunch of which is on Reddit. But if you want to go to the D3 forums and check it out in the general chat, it is in there as well. Good Mockingbird info, since I just got a cover recently.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to making use of that character.
She will hit you with a stick.
Daywalker explains... First, congratulations on 100. He explains that traditional TV, 22 episodes in a typical season, so it's usually the fifth season that you hit episode 100, and 100 episodes is considered the minimum number needed for a network show to be considered for syndication.
Nice.
So there you go.
Let's syndicate this thing.
TBS, here we come.
He also mentioned, and hey, I was going to mention this before the show, but I forgot. He says that you could check out his new website, mpqtips.com, which has, he tries to do news posts on all the major news, so it's easy to take a look at what's going on, and it has links to the original stories as they break in the D3 forums. So, another site to take a look at if you want to know what's going on.
Hey, do you remember, I've just forgotten his name. There's that, there's the comedian, you remember the, oh man, this is really bad. The comedian who sent his friend around the world... Who sent Carl Pinkerton?
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. So remember that at one point is HBO, Showtime, one of those, would take their podcast and animate it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
We need that done for our show. Like, every time I make, like, a TV reference or something, like, then the animation could just, like, you know, show you that TV show. Like, you could have Ghost of Mrs. Muir animated on the TV show. Like, all right, there's your challenge, you know, for, you know, the people who like to do all those Photoshops for us. Animate an entire episode of this show.
Ah, that is lofty, but I mean, if we could shop that around to some potential producers and...
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Cha-ching. I feel richer already.
Finally, last thing I have, Jaden Call on the D3 forum said, disclaimer, I have not listened to the show yet, but this just came to me. Craig, and this is obviously past Craig, under no circumstances go on about how amazing Riri is after her new rework. I'd like to play her a little bit before she gets venomed.
Too late, she's awesome. Those red flying gauntlets are a punch fest.
He says repercussions for non-compliance will involve me driving to Penn and having Donald Noble with me.
Well, it wouldn't let me eliminate Donna Noble from the earth, so God, that
unless
going.
She shows unless she shows up with a pair of those sweet gauntlets and just whacks you right in the head.
That's true.
So that is it. The mailbag is empty. Thanks, Willie.
Willie Lumpkin.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Guess what time it is?
Oh, my goodness. It's probably time for the all-new, all-hit featured character of the week.
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 Yes.
Woo-hoo! First time's free. Everybody's doing it.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. That is never true, and I was always angry about that.
Which part? The first time was free?
Yeah! No one ever offered me free drugs. Like strangers, at least. I mean, drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. Let's see. We had no clue, so you were probably unable to guess that it was going to be Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, A-Force Carol, as she is known around...
Me?
Yeah, I don't know anything about her, and I did not... write up a bio for her. I don't know what Captain Marvel does, why she exists.
You know, long story short, at one point all of her stuff was stolen by Rogue. That's why Rogue can do all the Rogue things that Rogue does.
Yeah, I knew that. I knew Rogue ate Captain Marvel back in the
Unfortunately,
day.
Unfortunately, that was all I knew about Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
You know, she's a team leader. She does stuff. At one point, she was binary. She had lots of powers.
Is her movie going to be an origin movie?
That's a good question.
Is she Kamala Khan or what?
No.
Who's Kamala Khan?
Kamala Khan is an Inhuman.
Who's also
Ms.
Marvel?
A filthy, filthy Inhuman who goes by Ms. Marvel.
Ah. All right. So this Ms. Marvel, she has black, yellow, and green powers, I do believe. Let's talk about Photonic Barrage.
Everybody's talking about my barrage, about my barrage. It's photonic.
Yeah. Costs 8 black AP.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No one ever is.
My brain is a dark place.
Let's see. When you fire this ability, it converts a chosen basic black tile into a 5-turn countdown tile that creates a strength 32 strike tile every turn and deals 1,500 damage when it expires.
Oh, I forgot the biggest news about Carol.
Yes.
She was once in a sweet, sweet all-women's team starring Dazzler.
Called A-Force?
Yeah.
Which is why you always call her A-Force Carol?
That's right.
Is it actually starring Dazzler, or is she
yes,
just one of the five?
Starring Dazzler!
So she was just one of the five, then?
No, starring Dazzler, featuring some other people, like A-Force Carol, She-Hulk, Medusa, and Singularity.
Man, that actually sounds like an awesome team.
It was an awesome team, and that comic got canceled way too soon.
Now, is that the same way that Uptown Funk... is merely featuring Bruno Mars, even though he does all the dancing and all the singing, and was written by Dazzler.
Again, who's the biggest pop star in the Marvel Universe? Dazzler.
I thought it was Spider-Gwen.
Get out of town, Dodge. Killing
she
me.
Kicks out the jams!
Shut it. She's not even started her own movie.
Oh, she's thinking about it. She's from a weird alternate universe.
What was your qualifier? The best known? The
I think you said the best.
The best? Well, see, that's...
Feels subjective to me.
Yeah, exactly.
So, as this power increases in levels, both of those things increase both the value of the strike tiles and the value of the damage when it expires, eventually dealing 112 strength strike tiles. Ugh. Oh, and the countdown tile becomes fortified at level 5. Oh, snap, that's new. And then it deals 5,991 damage when it expires. So the big time maxed out is she's creating that fortified countdown, 5-turn countdown tile is creating 220 strength strike tiles, and it deals 11,674 damage when it expires. Her yellow ability is called Executive Decisions. Costs 5 yellow AP. Captain Marvel reduces a chosen friendly countdown tile to 0. Wow. Snap. Whenever a friendly countdown tile expires, improve random friendly tiles by 56. One random friendly tile. Then it improves it by more. Then you can improve 2 by more, 2 by more, and then 3 by more. So eventually, the passive ability, when a friendly countdown tile expires, you can improve 3 friendly tiles by 427. That is significant. And her final power is Energy Manipulation. It is a green passive ability. Whenever the opponent makes a match in their strongest color, gain 2 AP in your strongest color. If they are the same color, deal 394 damage to the enemy team. The AoE damage goes up. You gain 3 AP, AoE damage goes up, you gain 4 AP, eventually gaining 4 AP and dealing 2,207 damage to the enemy team. All right. So I've been dying to read this because I keep hearing how wonderful she is, and I was not sure what she did or how she did it. Let me take a quick second to recap this while I think about what is the correct build for this particular version of Captain Marvel. I am going to go and say that it is 5-3-5, but let me get some input from you guys just to make sure that I'm right. Do either of you run A-Force, Carol?
I've never bothered to change my covers, because right now she's at a 4-5-4, but that seems incorrect.
Okay.
I think 5-3-5 is probably what I should be doing.
Well, I think the black has to be 5.
Yeah. I agree.
It, like Desert Tortoise just said, 5-3-5 or 5-5-3. I've been running her at 5-3-5 because I really like that green. But
yeah, that green sounds good.
But then again, you're getting 3 AP even if it's a 3, and the odds of their strongest color being the same as yours is kind of low. I mean, it happens.
Right. That's not. And I was going to say, and if you're running her with someone who is also, you know, employs countdown tiles that need to be counted down as opposed to preserved, that would be, the yellow ability would be great for making them expire instantly and then allowing you to improve your own strike, attack, or protect tiles.
I find that if you're running her with Peggy, knocking down the do as Peggy says tiles is just amazing.
Hmm. Yeah. I can see her being not only a great character, but an excellent teammate in so many different capacities.
Yeah.
I know this is a stretch, but could she help make War Machine good? Useful?
I don't know.
Passable? Okay.
I don't have enough of War Machine to really try that out.
Okay.
I mean, he does enough countdown tiles. I have been using her, if not Peggy and Medusa.
Medusa.
I started using her with Coulson and Star-Lord, who are all about the countdown tiles.
Right. That sounds countdown heavy and very successful.
Yeah, they get strong. I mean, they take a little bit to get going, but when they start getting strong, they get really strong fast.
Right on.
So, I don't know. Right now, they're defending my PvP, so I'm hoping they're doing pretty good.
Good. There you go. The all-new, all-hit 4-star Captain Marvel. Runner at a 5. Your choice, your choice.
All right, then.
Yeah, that's all I got. And
hello! Hello, Wheezy.
Unexpected. I'm not going to. I'm just going to have to let that run its course.
No, Mr. Ian, no home, no.
I'm curious, though, if you use Carol with Rocket and Groot 4-star, so you start with those strike tiles right off the bat?
Yeah, people do that a lot.
Yeah. See, I don't have him yet. Yet. But it looks pretty awesome. I'm hearing from Desert Tortoise that War Machine Carol Coulson is an A++++.
All right.
Oh, that's a lot of pluses.
Samurai says that Carol War Machine Coulson is a scary, how the turn will start taking itself. Not exactly sure what that means, but okay. Oh, right. Nope, still don't know what that means.
All right.
Okay.
There you have it. A very useful, top-tier 4-star Carol Danvers.
Sorry. Samurai posted the aliens who find the phone. Ring.
Ring.
Ring. Telephone. Phone.
Yep.
Man, I love that bit.
So do I. And I, after just doing it now, I realized either I was doing it way wrong, or apparently one of those aliens turned into Dave Hester from Storage Wars.
Yep. They're at the auction trying to buy phones.
This is an unexpected treat.
Who's calling your store at 9:40 at night? Store is closed.
It is someone calling to tell us that we need to update our Google listings. It is a robocall.
Ugh.
That is why it is happening on two different lines. Could be the National Weather Service. I don't know. But either way.
Maybe it's somebody calling to say
that their computer just got hit by lightning, and then they require assistance tomorrow.
Sweet. I could use some more work.
It could be like, right as we get to Pittsburgh and got all the flood warnings on all of our cell phones.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, they were blowing up my phone all trip.
Yeah, that whole night, man. All right, so dying on the Vineland. Mine's still a mess. You all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got a red Gamora, 4-star Gamora, dying in 2 days. I've got another Winter Soldier, which I don't care about. I've got two hides and a yellow cloak and dagger. So I don't know. I guess I'll try and save Iron Fist. I got 67,000 ISO right now. I got 6 days on the Iron Fist.
I don't know. I don't even know what to tell you about that. That's a mess.
Because I have him at 544 already. So if I get him champed, I'll
sure.
Those are two good covers.
Yeah, sounds like at least part of a plan. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just gotta get another 300,000 ISO. Well, 250 or whatever it is.
Mine is much easier. I just have 2-stars right now. I sold everything that needed selling, and I am at the point where as soon as I get another 300,000 ISO, I'm just going to start opening stuff.
Mm, good deals.
To try and get more champs. So, and recently, I spent 500 command points.
Good
because
lord.
Because I had 300,000 ISO. So I spent the points to try and see what I could get until I needed to spend the ISO, and I ended up getting 4-star Rocket and Groot. Man, I can't tell, though. I got a 5-star Thanos.
Ooh.
I got a Sandman. I got some Captain Marvel levels. And I got, who's my other one? I got a yellow Black Bolt.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got another Vulture cover, so that was awesome. And then I got a Gamora. And she was the one that I was 454, so as soon as I got a 14th cover, that's where all my ISO went, and that's why I'm back in a holding pattern.
Yeah, there you go.
But I hear she's awesome to have, so...
Ian, where are you at?
Where, on the Vine?
Yeah.
Here's where I am. I have one War Machine, one Gwenpool, and one Mockingbird, all of which need a slot.
Right, so Mockingbird it is.
That was my original thought. Here is my only possible snafu. I have 5 days left on Rhodey. I'm just keeping Gwenpool on there for fun. And I've got 11 days left on Mockingbird. I got about 800 hero points. So let's say within the next couple days, I'll earn enough to roster any one of these three. I got Rhodey as a daily reward. And coming up in 5 days from now, I'm going to get another Rhodey as a daily reward.
They're that close together? I didn't even remember that.
They are pretty close together. They're about 10 days, maybe 15 days apart.
Hmm. That's kind of sad, two of them.
Yeah. So I would hate to waste two Rhodeys, but I feel like rostering him would also not help me out at all.
Yeah. Rostering him and not rostering Mockingbird would make me super sad, though.
So how about this? How about we'll see where I get in hero points. I'll end up rostering him, and then if need be, I'll sell him and re-roster Mockingbird. The same way like I tentatively had Gwenpool, like... just in case, and then I ended up needing to sell Gwenpool and roster someone.
Sure. I mean, you get the same 1,000 ISO either way, so...
Yeah. So we'll see how that shuffles out. But that's what my Vine looks like. Otherwise, it's very tidy.
Yeah. Speaking of the resupply, I've got a Green Goblin coming in 5 days.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's a good day.
Reward of the week. Hey, I got 100 Venom covers. It was awesome.
I got that Mockingbird cover.
Yeah, I got her from Progression. That was nice.
I got her from Placement somehow.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Slow down your placer. Slow it down.
That's what happened. I got better rewards of the week, which were enough Riri covers to make her my third 4-star champion. And she happened to be boosted. And she is fantastic since the rework. So I immediately championed her and ran into the simulator at the very last minute. Repulsor punched my way to victory and finished in the top 100.
All right, Ian, here for your reference. Samurai, I think that's Samurai, yeah, posted a thing that's saying, you get War Machine on day 1120, 1135, and 1150.
Oh.
You get all three colors.
All right, I better give him some serious consideration.
Yeah, I'd consider him for 3,000 ISO. That's...
So I hear he's great when paired with A-Force Carol and Coulson.
I don't know. I'm still going to champion him. He may get a rework at some point. Even if he doesn't, I still want to try him out more, even though I, along with Craig, find him annoying.
Yeah, I accept that. But yeah, I would say that the champion Riri was definitely the reward of the week. Mockingbird was also a reward.
Sure. Oh, my reward of the week was, it was actually a little longer than a week ago, but I'm still going to say it. I got my 13th Carnage cover and got him fully covered. I don't have him, I don't have him champed because I usually wait till the 14th cover or until I have excess ISO, which never happens. But, yeah, I was very happy with that because that would make my, Medusa Mr. Fantastic Carnage all champed, but made me happy.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations. That's exciting.
All right, let's open some stuff. Brought to you, as always, by our favorite sponsor, this guy. Who wants to go first?
Dude, sponsors are like children. We don't have favorites.
Everyone has favorite children. Children just need to learn that that's okay and to move on. You don't always have to be the favorite one.
That is ironic covering from you.
Yeah, just because I was the favorite child doesn't, you know, it's not my fault my siblings, you know, weren't in school with me.
Isn't it? Yeah, this guy. Woo! All right, let's open a token then. I am brimming with tokens from all these championings and other such victories in the Crash of the Titan arena. All
right.
And by brimming, I mean I have 6. But that's way more than the 2 that I usually have. So let's give old, and by old, I mean brand new Spidey a brand new... Oh, let's go opposite eye. I always poke him in the right eye. I am going to poke him over here in the left eye. See how that works out. Okay. 4-star will be something. Whoa! I was like, I don't recognize this. I don't understand what's happening. I forgot that they had changed things. It was a blue Quake, and I got a bonus hero of a yellow A-Force Carol.
Wow, look at that.
That was a good day. I'm going to go roster these.
Two awesome
roster
characters.
These right away. Feel good about myself. That takes my Carol to a 3-4-2. And that takes my Quake to a 3-2-5.
Thanks, Grinch McScrooge, for putting up the drum roll.
Nice.
All right, I'm going to poke Spider-Man. 4-star. Wow, there's one I haven't seen for a while. It's a Hulkbuster.
Wow.
Hey, I hear the older 4-stars are back into rotation.
Apparently, they're like brand new characters. I haven't seen them in so long.
Oh, all right. So got my Hulkbuster to level 280, which gave me a legendary token. So I'm just going to go ahead and open that one, too. I got me another 4-star. Holy smokes, it's old school time. I got the good old...
X-Force Wolverine?
Nah, Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
Yellow Invisible Woman. Invisible Woman, I can't see you. That got her up to level 274.
All right.
Did you see UNC Samurai's post saying that poking the left eye didn't work out so well for Andre Ryzen?
Oh.
And it's a picture of a burned out house.
Oh.
That joke is gold.
That is, but man, what? That requires some hip hop knowledge and some football knowledge. And
that was,
man.
Wow. I don't know if there's a category for reference of the week, but that's got it on lock.
Man. Poor Lisa Lopez.
Man.
Anyway, I am going to I'm going to tickle.
I'm shaking up.
Tickle.
Go chase some waterfalls.
I'm going to tickle Spider-Man under his chin.
Oh, gross.
I've got 57 of these. Up
you
to 57
Ladies Legends tokens?
Yeah.
Good lord.
I haven't opened any.
Apparently, in like a year.
Hey, I got another level for my Gamora, the deadliest woman.
Nice.
And again, I'm just not doing it till I get more ISO. I'm up to 130,000, so it shouldn't take too long. But I'm really sick of selling off covers, so this is my strategy.
That's fair. Now that the old people are unvaulted, I can go back to hoarding my command points. I don't have to use extra command points every week. Plus, I got it. I made it to champion status of Riri Williams. So now in the unlikely event that I'll need 3 champion 4 stars for one outing, I'll have them.
Right. And she is worth it.
Yeah.
The only problem you'll have is you also have the Hawkbuster, who uses blue and green.
She counts? Oh, okay. I was like, oh my god, no. She's got to be someone different. Just because they both have power armor doesn't mean I can't use it, right?
One is Tony Stark and one is Riri, so you're fine. Right. You can use them both, but they both have blue and red.
Right.
But his black will be awesome, and her green is good, so.
Yep. I agreed with all that. That was some good token opening. Anybody got any more?
Yeah, holding off.
Cool.
All right, then.
Thanks, this guy.
Brought to you by this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the soon-to-be-named podcast network. It has many great podcasts, which are both featured on Ray's T-shirt and on the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. If you would like to learn more, we have many of the shows with direct links on our homepage at puzzlewarriors3.com or simply check out soon-to-be-named-network at the soon-to-be-named-network.com.
All right, is that it? We all good? Ready to wrap?
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, everybody, thank you for joining in this week. And again, for everyone who participated last week, I hope you had fun, and I hope that those of you who got rewards enjoyed them. Check us out at puzzlewarriors3.com. If you want to leave any comments, suggestions, do so there, or on the D3 forums, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or shoot us an email and make Ray sad. All those will work. If you want to throw us a bone, you can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, you buy something there. We get a little bit of kickback from Amazon, or you can become one of our sweet, sweet patrons, like this guy, and subscribe to the show. And we'd really appreciate that. Finally, you can go ahead over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag so you don't have to wait until episode 200 to try to win a t-shirt. That's all we got this week, so goodbye for now. And remember, kids, Tahiti's a magical place. Good night.
I wonder who that could be.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a mystery.
Good night.
Bye, friends.